The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views and opinions of Audio Journal, its board of directors, staff, or volunteer readers. Thank you for listening to Audio Journal.
You are listening to the In Perspective weekly podcast with Bob Branco and Peter O'Toole.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to In Perspective. I am Bob Branco. Glad to be with all of you today. This is episode 462, dated Friday, May 1st, 2026. Before we continue, allow me to introduce our good friend, colleague, and co-host for today's program, Peter O'Toole. Peter, how you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Yes?
Beautiful weather here in Coos Bay. 60 degrees and sunny. Unfortunately, we need more rain. We are about 10% under where we should be, and the rainy season is officially over. So if anybody feels inclined to pray for our precipitation needs in Coos Bay, Oregon, I would appreciate it. But the weather here is fabulous right now.
We are sunny today, 60 to 65. It's going to be seasonable this weekend, but warming up next week to the 70s. That's good to know. Before we continue, let me thank those people who make it possible for In Perspective to be made available. We start out with Raymond Gay, our producer. Thank you for what you do. Peter from Canada, thank you for posting our programs on one of your chat boards. It is much appreciated. Our media outlets, thank you for airing us. It's very kind. We appreciate that. And, of course, Jacqueline Sylvia from JS Web Solutions, who archives our programs on my website. To find them, go to www.brancoevents.com. Arrow down until you get to In Perspective Podcasts. Click on them, and you will hear most of our archived programs from latest to earliest.
Merci, Jackie.
I would like to say hi to Donna, who is our Zoom host for today's program, along with Brad, who is our streamer. And because we are being streamed, let me give out my email address for those people who wish to write us and send us their comments about our shows. We love to hear from fans. It's bobbranco93@gmail.com. bobbranco93@gmail.com. I want to say hi to a faithful listener, Mustafa Almadi. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. If I'm not, I'm sure I'll know. I'll hear about that. But anyway, thank you for listening and for your comments. We appreciate the fact that you listen. We are here today with Pauline O'Hady. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. Pauline O'Hady. She is the membership secretary for the National Church Conference of the Blind, which is held once a year. I hear a lot about it. I get a lot of emails from Pauline. I hear from Duncan Holmes. I hear from several people who are involved with the planning of the conference, and they also describe the conference and what happens there. So that's why we brought Pauline on the show today, so that she can tell us more about what is done and what the purpose of the conference is all about. Welcome, Pauline.
Thank you, Bob.
So normally the church conference is held in August. Am I right about that?
Yes.
And it's how many days? About a week, would you say?
People will check in on Saturday, and they will check out of the hotel on Friday. So it's a six-night stay at the hotel.
And go ahead, Peter.
I was going to ask, and where and when is this conference?
The conference is held every year in August, and it's in a different city and state every year. So we search out hotels that will give us a good hotel rate, and when we hold our conference, because you know we want to have as many attendees as possible that love to come to the conference. I love the conference myself. I just want to say greetings to everyone listening on this podcast, In Perspective. As membership secretary, I gratefully serve the National Church Conference of the Blind, an organization founded in 1953 for the blind and low vision community. My first NCCB conference was held in El Paso, Texas in 1998, and I have not missed a conference since then, except 2020 due to the COVID epidemic.
So what city and state is it this season, this year?
Nashville, Tennessee. Yay!
All right.
And it's people will check in on August the 1st and check out on August the 7th. And the highlight, except for the meetings, of course, because we this is a church-based conference, and we meet bringing glory to our Lord and our Savior. And but we set aside one day for a tour, what we call a tour, a fun day. And this year, since we're holding it in Nashville, today, August 4th, we're going to the Grand Ole Opry.
Yay.
We're real excited about it. Everybody is just so excited to attend the Grand Ole Opry. This is their 100-year anniversary.
So give us a sense of what a typical day is like at this conference. What happens, you know, aside from the tour?
Okay. The first day, we have our Sunday morning church service. And this year in Nashville, we will be traveling to the Music Valley Cowboy Church and having our church conference, our Sunday morning service there. And so that's our first meeting. And then our second meeting begins at 6 p.m. and with hymn sing. So everyone joins together, and everyone in our group may raise their hand or stand or say something, and we'll sing their favorite Christian hymn. So that lasts about 30 minutes or 45 minutes, depending on how, you know, busy it gets. And we little break, and at 7:30, we begin our first Bible meeting. And to begin with, our president welcomes everyone, and we begin with an opening prayer, and there's someone from the group that's attending has already been called to lead three hymnals that they select from the hymnal book, and the hymnals are in Braille, and they are in large print, depending on what you prefer. So everyone can sing the songs praising our Lord. And next is devotional, a 5 to 7 minute devotional presented by one member in our group that has agreed to give a devotional. And that's always an exciting event, because you never know what they're going to be presenting, what they're going to talk about. And then next is our special music, which someone from the group has been asked to serve as singing the special music. And we have our own Duncan Holmes as our pianist. And that's been really nice to have someone as professional as Duncan Holmes. And by the way, Duncan Holmes sent an email saying he will be with us in spirit, and to give all those NCCB folks who are listening a big howdy from their president. Oh, I need to get that in there somewhere. So, after we get our, let's see, I probably ought to get our,
You were talking about the special music that comes later on Sunday evenings.
Yes,
that's where you left off.
We have our special music by someone from our group. To me, that's the finest part of our organization is our attendees are participants in the program, and they change every year depending on who wants to serve. So isn't that wonderful that we can ask a blind person to lead the three songs, give a devotional, do the special music, and after the special music, we have our Bible message, and that's given by one of three messages, one on Sunday night, Monday night, and Wednesday night. And we have a Bible teacher that was selected, and those Bible messages are given on Monday morning, Wednesday morning, and Thursday morning. And it's always a wonderful time in Bible messages, quotes from the Bible, not just the speaker, which I think is wonderful. So every day at nine, every day, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we have prayer and praise hosted by one of the members of our group that's been selected. And on Thursday, we have testimony time. And prayer and praise is where people will raise their hand or stand, and they will give a prayer request. And someone in the group will be asked to volunteer to pray for that person, the needs of that person. Or they may give a praise report. That's something wonderful that they want everyone to know that God has blessed them through something. So, and then testimony time is where people will give their testimony of how God has performed in their life, has blessed them with different things. We all know that there's no greater number of blessings that we receive from God. If you just sit and count your blessings, it's remarkable that you cannot stop. There's no ending to the blessings that God gives us every day. Every day is a new day in the Lord, and He blesses us.
So what happens on Tuesdays?
Tuesday, we have a different person. Our president welcomes everyone and gives an opening prayer. And we have a different person that will lead the three hymns. And we'll have a different person that gives a devotional and a special music. And everything is about the same every day, except for different things that we have. We have our mission report on Wednesday evening, where our treasurer, Dr. Enoch Williams, will present to everyone our mission for this last year and how much we contributed to the Lutheran Braille Workers. Lutheran Braille Workers are our mission. So every year we pass an offering and we collect for the mission. And on Wednesday night, we give our condolences, our honor to the people who have had a relative pass away during the past year since our last conference. They will let us know. We'll let us know many times by asking for prayer for themselves and their family and loved ones that they have lost a loved one in their family, a member. And so on Wednesday night, the last thing is having our memorial service where we have a memorial and honors list. And I keep that list and bring it to the conference. It gets brailled and it gets read by a blind lady, Vivian Williams. We have a site committee report, that is to tell everyone in the group that has attended where we're going to meet next year and what the room rate is going to be and everything, what they can expect the next year, and let them know that, you know, everyone is invited, everyone is welcome, and we hope to see them all next year at conference. On Thursday afternoon, we hold our general business meeting where everything that needs to be reported, there's reading of the roster. Membership secretary reads the roster, which is calling out everyone's name that attended the conference that year. Last year we had 93 people on the roster that, that I called out each name. And, it's quite remarkable to serve as membership secretary because I get to serve every member, everyone interested, everyone that's not a member, everyone that calls in. I get to serve them and I love it. I love this serving as membership secretary, and I've been doing that since 2014. Our previous membership secretary passed away in 2013, and I served at that meeting as temporary, and then I was elected in the next year as membership secretary. So I've been serving since 2014, and I've been very happy to serve the people. I get to know all the members very well. I get to visit with them. I get to talk to them. I get to handle all of their concerns about attending the conference. It's a wonderful job. And who is on our board? Maybe your group knows some of them, so I'll name them off. President is Duncan Holmes. Vice President, Duncan Holmes from Texas. Vice President, Kathy Whaley from Oklahoma. Treasurer, Dr. Enoch Williams from Philadelphia. Recording Secretary, Dr. Cynthia Lyde from Philadelphia. Membership Secretary, Pauline O'Hattie from Oklahoma. Our representatives are Cynthia Hayakawa from Hawaii. Ashley Woodruff from Texas. Beth Moline from Minnesota. Nigel Reichardt from Florida. Steve Blow from New York. Marcia Farrow from Georgia. So we have 11 board members, and though the last six that I mentioned, they serve 3-year term. The officers, which were the first five people that I mentioned, they serve 2-year terms, except for the recording secretary and the membership secretary. They can be reelected every year if the group elects everyone. They're not appointed. They're not, they enter their position only by having been elected by the entire group that have paid their membership dues that year and attended. They're in attendance. So, and everyone can serve on the board. The only requirement is that they are a born again Christian, and everyone is welcome to attend the conference, whether you're blind, low vision, sighted, everyone is welcome. And one thing you might want to know is once a month on the first Monday of each month, we hold an NCCB, that's our initials for National Church Conference of the Blind, NCCB teleconference. And it just happens to be this next Monday, the first Monday of each month on May 4th, and it will begin at 7:30 Central Time, 8:30 Eastern Time, and the other two times I'm not sure of. So everyone is invited to attend. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to ever have attended conference. You just join in by calling the phone number and the access code, and you're in, and you can listen only, or you can participate, ask questions, give a testimony. The teleconference on the first Monday is for anything you want to talk about. And of course, it's hosted by Duncan Holmes, the president, and he holds a really tight situation in that no one, you know, blasts anyone else or gossips or says anything rough or anything. So he holds a really good conference. Everybody enjoys it. They're happy. They're happy to be on the conference, and everybody's it's a nice fellowship. As a matter of fact, our conference is to me like a family reunion. I've been going since 1998, so you can imagine I know a lot of people, and I love them, and they're my family, and it's like a family reunion. So every year about this time, because we're 3 months away from going to our conference in Nashville, I just get real excited and real happy that I'm going to get to see all of my people. And regardless of who is a new person, or they've been there, they've never been there before, and they're a first timer, for whatever reason, God knows only that I love all of them. I think that I wonder, God, I just haven't known you before. And I think it's because y'all hold the Holy Spirit, and our Holy Spirit relate to each other and love each other.
I want to recognize a couple of names, and I know one of these people we've had on our show in the past. You may know her, Karen Gerield. I think she used to be involved with MCCB at one time, NCCB.
Yes, she was our president for 4 years. Karen,
yeah.
Gerald from Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia.
Yes, and we've had her on the program.
She will be there this year, and she is our Bible teacher. So you'll hear
wonderful.
You'll hear her love of Christ and her Bible message on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning. And we're all looking forward to it. Everyone gets so excited for conference. I know I do. And I bought a multi-passenger van so that everyone that can fit in my van, I will take them to conference. I will drive them to conference because they may not be able to afford a plane fare. You know, plane fares are expensive nowadays. And this year, I'm excited that I have 5 blind people riding in my van. So I'm so excited to drive to Nashville. It's about a 10-hour drive, and I plan to do it all in May. And
I'm sorry, Pauline. Your signal broke up. How long does it take again? Please say that again. Your signal broke up.
I have 5 blind people in my van this year. 2 married couples and Kathy, a single person, and myself. So that's 6 people. And it's going to take about 10 or 11 hours to drive to Nashville this year. And I'm looking forward to it. And I've driven it. I've driven people to conference for so many years because I wanted to buy a multi-passenger van, which I did many, many years ago. I bought a Honda Odyssey holding 7 passengers. And I think one of the first years that I took people to conference, I had 6 passengers plus me, and I drove everyone to in Colorado, and I've driven everyone to Lansing, Michigan, and I've driven everyone to Cincinnati, Ohio.
You put that band to good use. That's for sure.
I have.
I'm sorry, Pauline. I just wanted to recognize one more person I want to say hi to. It's somebody that I know pretty well. She comes on my Sunday evening phone chats quite frequently. Her name is Randa Hasley. Do you know her?
Oh yes. We all love Randa. You know, she, has a Bible conference, every Saturday evening.
Christian Fellowship. So, yes, I get the notices from her and from you.
Yes. I forward her invitation to the Bible study. I'm the person who forwards all the prayer requests, and I forward all of the announcements of our first Monday teleconference and Randa's Saturday fellowship. And if you're not on my email list, let me know, and I have your email. Bob, so I will put you on there and you'll receive it. I think I have about 175 people on my email list.
I'm already on your list, Pauline.
Even to get everything or just
I get notices about the Christian Fellowship meetings on Saturday nights, and I also get the notices about Monday nights as well.
Oh, great, great. So you just got one today from
I believe so.
Randa Hasley, yes. We love Randa. Isn't she wonderful? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
But then I love everyone in this conference. There's not one person that I don't just fall in love with the very minute they're brand new. I mean, I just love to hug them if it's appropriate. And I love to talk with them and fellowship with them and just do anything that they need done, be led to the meetings, be led to the restaurant, be led to the an off-site restaurant that might be a block or blocks away. I love it. And sometimes we prepare a train. If anyone is blind on this podcast, you know what I'm talking about. We make a train and everyone puts their hand on a shoulder. And off we go, and it's a train going down the street. And that's how we get around at different places, and I get to do that. And I'm so thrilled that I get to do that. And other people get to do that. I'm not the only one. There are several sighted people that attend the conference, so that some of them are married. Their spouse is a blind person, so they come, but they also help with all the blind people, whatever they need. So no one is left alone unless they just want to be. And we have some people that, you know, stay in their room, but not very many people. They just love the conference. They love the fellowship. I think it was 2 years ago in Little Rock. We held a conference in Little Rock, Arkansas, and we had 8 first timers. And they loved it so much that they've been coming, and they'll be there again this year. If you go to our website, you will see every year that we have held a conference since 1953 and in what city and state. Maybe it's just the state. And you'll see everywhere we've been.
What is the website?
You can type in National Church Conference of the Blind under Google, or you could go to www.thenccb.com. That's the NCCB, thenccb.com. And that'll take you to our website, and you can read our mission, our everything is on the page, what we believe, what we are, you know, our beliefs and our what we know that the Lord leads us to do. And Enoch Williams, our treasurer, you just can't ask for a nicer man, that he will answer the phone and talk with people. And he's a blind man and married to a blind lady, Enoch and Vivian Williams. And and he is the most wonderful man I think that I've ever known in being a Christian and being loving and giving and generous. And sometimes I think Enoch and I talk so much before each conference, planning and talking and tossing over everything and going through everything. We also have a benevolence program, and that is where if a person would like to attend the conference, but they just don't have enough money to pay the hotel bill, then we will pay half of their hotel bill. If they will fill out a form, a benevolence form, and with their all their information and questions about the conference, what they would love to get out of the conference, what they might do to help in the conference, and the benevolence committee will look over their form and their and they will decide if they qualify. And you can only qualify once in 5 years. So a person who has applied last year cannot apply until 5 years from now. So that's a very good thing that we have going, is that benevolence committee. And 1 year, I think we got 21 people on the benevolence that benefited from our benevolence program. And that was when we went to Kansas City, Missouri. And we had many, many people on the benevolence committee. Last year, I can't remember how many, maybe we had 8 or 10. Every year we have people that apply for the benevolence. And if they haven't been on it in 5 years, then, and they meet the requirements, because there's a area on there that, what do you earn? What does your household income? And it's anywhere from $5,000 a year up to $15,000 a year, I think. I'm not sure exactly, but and if they make a little over $15,000 and up, then they still might qualify if their needs are great, if they've had some serious expenses through the year that's caused them financial distress, then they can qualify. So does anyone have any other questions for me?
Yeah, I do, actually, a couple. So it sounds like most mornings and evenings are taken up with praise and prayer and Bible study. What happens in the afternoons?
On Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, we have a workshop, and that is where one of our group members have agreed to present an hour and a half workshop on a subject that they choose, you know, pertaining to Christian. Everything is Christian, you know, you can't just do anything. So that's on Monday afternoon and on Wednesday afternoon. And we have talent time, and that this year that will be in the afternoon on Tuesday. And that's where anyone that wants to sign up, because they feel like they have a good voice, they have a poem to read, a commentary to read, or a story they want to, you know, one lady did a skit last year and it was wonderful. Just whatever talent, they can play an instrument, do whatever they want to, and they can bring a cassette, if they have a cassette player, or they can bring a thumbprint, is that what they're called? A flash disk, and our recording. And we always have a big recording of our conference and a lot of speakers so that everyone can hear very well. And
that's a flash. You're referring to a flash drive.
Yeah, flash drive. And our sound and recording guy will play their song to follow with them, or they can request Duncan Holmes or one of the other piano players to assist, accompany them in their talent. And it's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful time. Everybody loves the talent time, and a lot of people participate, and it's always really good. You know, no one, goes up there thinking that they're going to not sing very well. They sing beautiful. Who could not sing beautiful if they're singing to the Lord, right? So, it's a wonderful time. And then on Thursday afternoon, we have the general business meeting. Everyone who pays their membership dues may take, they can attend the business meeting. They just can't vote or elect anyone to serve on the board of directors. That's the only thing they cannot do is vote for whoever's running for an office or elect someone from the floor to serve on the board of directors. That's the only, but they do attend the business meeting, and that's where we read the budget for the current year, the budget proposal for the coming year. That's where we get the read the roster and give the membership their couple of reports to the site committee to notify everyone of where we're going here. The general business meeting is very important to attend. All of it is very good. Everything that goes on in the conference, I'm never bored. I just love it. And I love seeing everyone at conference and talking with everyone in fellowship and loving them. You know, I just let them know how much I appreciate them being my friend. I've never had so many friends except since I've been serving on the NCCB and my church group. Of course, I have great friends and lots of friends there. But I feel like, Lord, you have blessed tons of friends. It's just wonderful.
You're fading in and out. I'm not sure why, but you are. If you could not fade in and out somehow, that would be great.
So what should I repeat?
Just repeat the last couple of sentences, please.
I was just telling you the same thing I've told before. I just love the fellowship. I love to see everyone at conference every year. It's my family reunion. And I love to hug them. I love to sit and talk with them at their lunch table or you know, if there's time to visit with them. And I meet every single one because they register the registration on Saturday night from 6 to 7:30. That's registration where they will get their program of events throughout the week. They will get a name badge to wear while they're at the meetings at conference, and they will get a goodie bag full of snacks and things to enjoy throughout the week. And everybody loves the goodie bag because it's a goodie, you know, stuff in there to eat while you're getting ready to go to bed and you're just hungry for something. And I just love
it. Can anybody hear me?
I can hear
you. Peter, you have one more question, and then we have 19 minutes. So if you have one more question, I'll turn it over to the participants.
Yeah, let me just ask this quick question. What is the mission of your group?
Okay, I can give you that. Of course, we have our, let me go to that place.
You are listening to In Perspective. I'm Bob Branco, and he's Peter Altschul. Our guest is Pauline Ohadi, Membership Secretary for the National Church Conference of the Blind, held annually in different cities and states throughout the country.
Yes.
And did you find Bob, it yet? We do have three hands just to let you
know. Let's take the questions.
And, yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
So Donna, tell us who's first.
We have Rodney Neely. You may unmute.
Hello, Rodney from California, I believe. How are you?
Oh, Rodney, you're still muted.
Oh.
There you are.
Hello. My question is really easy. Is your website nccb.org?
No, not .org. Our website is www.phenccb.com.
Okay. I'll go up there and try to figure out whether I can come to the conference. It sounds like a really good organization.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm so glad. What is your name? And I'll look for your message.
My name is Rodney Neely. I'm sorry to have bothered you. I was just trying to mute so that I'd give other people a chance to talk.
No, no problem.
What is your name?
Rodney Neely.
Rodney Neely. That's his name, Polly. Rodney Neely.
Rodney? Is it K-N-E?
N-E-E-L. Y.
Neely.
K-E-E-L-Y. Okay, I'll remember that, and I'll certainly be watching for your you can go on the website, and we have our newsletter giving you all the details of our conference, and also on the bottom part is our registration form. If you can go to that and copy and paste on a document, fill it out and mail it to me. The address is on the form. Okay? Okay, Rodney?
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you, Rodney.
Our next hand is area code 256, ending in 940. You may unmute.
And tell us who you are.
Hello, my name is Jessica Glasgow.
Jessica, welcome.
Yeah, it sounds like y'all gonna have a good conference this year, you know, and, I guess one of my questions is, have y'all ever experienced any healing at y'all's conferences or, you know, people, cause I was born, I've got ROP, you know, and I love to ask people questions and things, and I figured that with the blind people being able to read and do things, the Braille displays would probably be very, very helpful at y'all's conferences and things. And so that was my main question about, have y'all ever seen any healing at y'all's conferences?
And there has been no one that has asked for healing at our conference that I know of. There's no one that's preached that.
That's interesting.
I'm sure that open to healing, praying over you. If you have an issue that you feel like that you would like to be prayed over, there are many pastors in our group that will pray over you. And yes, definitely. So don't hesitate to ask. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And I'm on y'all's website.
Jessica, I hope you come to conference this year, Phil.
Thank you, Jessica.
You're welcome.
I have a mission statement when we're ready.
Let's hear it now, if you don't mind.
Hear it now.
Yes, please.
The realization of this mission is totally dependent upon our following the leading of the Holy Spirit as God leads the board of directors in the way to proceed in expanding our outreach to each other and the unsaved world and their submission to his sovereign will. This can be accomplished even in the hardest of times and circumstances, as the enablement is not by might or by power, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. The Lord has ordained a path for the NCCB that is laid out in Scripture, Matthew 28:19. We can all come to agreement as to direction and purpose when, as the Holy Bible instructs us, to ask for understanding and wise hearts so that we might perceive his will for our walk with him, and seek the directors of this body in the most effective means, as God has supplied what is needed to word out. Matthew 6, seek ye first kingdom of heaven and righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Now we know that we are to knock on the door of opportunity when God gives a direction and instruction to advance the preaching and teaching of his word by doing everything that we have the availability to advance the proliferation of the message that has been delivered to the body of Christ. Our mission must never be clouded by personal gain or individual effort, but a unified love for God and man that transcends the horizontal view, but in vertical, in looking to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. This will open doors of ministry that are unlimited in scope and give all the members of the NCCB a fuller walk with God and one another. Let us work together to have the mind of Christ. That's it.
Thank you for
Thank
that.
Thank you, Pauline. Donna, we have Does another hand.
Yes, we do. It's area 512, ending in 041. You may unmute.
And tell us who you are.
This is Marta from Austin, Texas.
Hi, Marta. Oh, Marta. How are you?
Marta.
Hello, Bob. Hello. I'm struggling with a cold right now, but that's okay. God, that's okay. I'm sorry that I was a few minutes late. So if this question has been asked and answered, I'm sorry. I hope not. But, well, before I ask the question, Karen Gerald is one of my friends, and she told me that she was going to be preaching on the book of Second Peter for the Bible study. And she said that it would be nice for people who were planning to come to study Second Peter a little bit so they'd get an idea of what it was about beforehand.
Yes.
But I believe she's going to try to put the book of Second Peter have copies, braille and large print, at least braille copies for people who are coming so that they would have the scriptures to read for themselves while they're there.
Yes. Yes.
So my other question, not question, but could you, if you haven't explained this so far, can you speak a little bit about the banquet on Thursday and who's going to be the speaker this year and who's going to be, what's going on at the banquet?
Okay, I sure will, Marta. The Thursday evening banquet, as most people know that have gone, that's our final meeting. That's our finale. And we have a full course meal and we have entertainment. The speaker will be Duncan Holmes, our president. And that's at 6:30 on Thursday evening, August the 6th.
And will there be special music and entertainment?
Yes. There'll be entertainment by the Music Valley Cowboy Church Band and Musical.
Okay.
And it's going to be great. It's going to be a great, right now, the three entree options for you to choose from is the salmon, the grilled chicken breast, and a vegetarian meal. So those are the three choices that you have to choose from, because that's how the caterer, they can't, you know, order everybody's meal individually.
Right.
Everybody chooses some salmon or vegetarian. Does that answer your question about the banquet?
It does, and I believe also the hotel provides a free breakfast every morning for NCCB guests, doesn't it? Is that correct?
Yes. There's a free breakfast, a hot breakfast for everyone who stays at the Radisson, and free shuttle service to and from the airport.
Nice. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Marta.
We do have another hand if
Marta,
you wanted it.
And Marta, there will be a welcome committee in the lobby when people arrive, that you won't just arrive in a lobby empty, wondering what to do. There's a welcome committee, 3 or 4 or 5 people who will come to you and say, welcome to the conference. Where can we help you? And they're wonderful.
I think, Very good. We have one more hand, I heard.
Yes, we do have one more hand, and that's Nigel Rickards.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Good afternoon again, Pauline.
Hello, Nigel.
And good afternoon again, Brother Bob. Firstly, I'd like to join everybody in welcoming our president to the call. Brother Duncan Holmes is with us at the moment. We'll allow him to put in his much more than 2 cents worth, I'm sure. In fact, he might have been the one just raising his hand. I don't know. Anyway, I also wanted to rise to answer a question that was posed earlier. I believe that was you, Brother Bob. Tuesday is normally our tour day. Usually those who want to participate in the tour, and, you know, we do have to pay extra for the tour, pretty much the entire day except for the night is set aside for the tour, whatever it happens to be. Nighttime is usually the talent night. So we start out with our morning prayer, as Pauline pointed out, but at 9 o'clock we normally leave for the tour. Now, this is going to be a different because we're going to the Grand Ole Opry, and I believe the tour starts at 7 p.m. So I don't know what happens during the first part of the day. I believe the first part of the day will consist of the normal weekday events. I'm not sure what's – oh, in the entertainment's going to be in the afternoon instead of the evening. And the Grand Ole Opry is going to be the tour destination for this particular event, this year's event. And so it's going to be – that's going to be starting at 7 p.m. My understanding will be augmented by Pauline and possibly even our president who has just joined us, as I previously know. Thank you.
I did want to share your president, Duncan Holmes, does have his hand up, and there are two
and we have about 3 minutes.
But let's get Duncan on.
So, okay. Duncan, welcome.
You may unmute.
Duncan.
And transportation is provided to the Cowboy
Church. There you are. He's unmute.
And to the Grand Ole Opry.
Okay. Yes. Tuesday morning this year, since the talent show, that's an exciting thing here, and that this year promises to be a good one. And Tuesday morning, since we're touring that evening, I think we're probably just going to have the morning for people to catch up and do things as they want to do. It's going to be different from the other mornings, as far as I know. That's up to those who want to decide. But yours truly will definitely welcome the relief, because it is going to be the whole week is intense. I'll tell you that now. And you have to pace yourself. But the most important thing is to, to have some time with the Lord, God in his word and so on. That's all I got to say. You can go ahead and mute me back. Thank you all very much.
To answer about Tuesday from the beginning until 2 p.m. is fellowship time. Everyone can join each other in the restaurant, in the lobby, invite anyone into their room to fellowship, whatever they want to do on Tuesday morning from beginning to 2 p.m. The talent time starts at 2 p.m. and will probably go an hour and a half or 2 hours. And then we'll get ready to go to the Grand Ole Opry after we eat dinner. Is that clear on that?
It is. It sounds like a wonderful week, and I wish all of you the best with this activity. I know it's always a success, and it's beneficial to a lot of people, and I'm glad that you provide this, you and Duncan and your team and everybody else. It's a great conference, and I'm sure that the Lord will guide all of you through it, as he does all of us anyway. And with that, Pauline, we're going to have to wrap this up, but I really appreciate, I know Peter does too.
Yeah, thank
your
you,
time to go ahead, Peter.
Just thank you. That's all.
I hope I haven't taken over too much of your time and rambling on, but I love the conference.
I'm sure you do, and you've expressed that quite well, and you've given us a lot of information to digest, and we appreciate you. And the website is www.thenccb.com if you want to register.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us, and we will see you back next week, audience people.
That's correct, and go safe with God's abundant blessings, and take care, everybody.
You are listening to Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.
This is Bird Note. While Dara Wilson was working at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in D.C., she introduced visitors to the Amazonia exhibit.
You have to talk about every species, all the trees, all the frogs, and all the birds.
She would describe the song of a bird she'd never had the chance to see in the wild, the blue-gray tanager.
Their song, I think it's very beautiful, but like it's a very raspy song. It feels like tees and tsk tsk in multiple parts too.
But when Dara moved to Panama to work at the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute, she heard a familiar song, one that she knew by heart already.
I heard that call, and it's like, I know that call. I know that call because I spent so much time teaching about it. I don't know if I cried, but it was kind of a tearjerker moment.
Encountering the blue-gray tanager in its natural habitat inspired Dara to keep learning about birds and to share that knowledge with others, helping people have their own light bulb moments.
As an educator, it's awesome to like guide and foster that journey for people. You never know where it will go.
Dara helps organize Black Birders Week, which celebrates the black birding community and hosts interactive events. Find out how to participate in this year's activities on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Connor Guerin.
This is a public service announcement from the Massachusetts Association for the Blind. The Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired provides assistive technology training for persons with visual impairments. If you or a family member are interested in receiving one-on-one specialized training, please contact 617-991-7073 or email atcenter@mabcommunity.org.
Hello, listeners. On Tuesday, May 5th at 6 p.m., Speaking Volumes begins a brand new book titled Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe by Fanny Flagg. Be sure to get your copy now for this stimulating conversation.
This is not a public service announcement. This is a one-minute mystery.
NASA was considering sending canaries into space to study them under zero gravity. The project was scrapped when someone realized that, in spite of having sufficient water supplies, they could die of dehydration within hours. Why?
And here's the solution to our mystery.
Unlike humans, birds need gravity to swallow. Humans can swallow even while hanging upside down.
And now back to our regular programming.
Did you know ADA paratransit riders in Worcester, Auburn, Boylston, Leicester, Northborough, Oxford, Westboro, and West Boylston now have the option to schedule trips through the Worcester Regional Transit Authority's new online reservation system. Call customer service at 508-791-9782 or email paratransit@therta.com to begin scheduling your trip online.